Today on Family Talk.
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome. I'm James Dobson, the president and founder of Family Talk. It's a program I hope you listen to every day, 5 days a week. And I'm here in the studio today without my two co-hosts, who are usually here, Ryan Dobson, who is not in the office today, and Dr. Meg Meeker, who is a practicing pediatrician, and she's busy too. And we're going to talk about something that we hadn't really planned to do. In fact, our program is often more spontaneous than people realize. In our prayer before we started the program today, I said, Lord, you have taught us that there are no coincidences, that you are leading and guiding our paths. And I met a man today in a parking lot here at Family Talk. In fact, it's about 30 minutes ago. And I talked to him just long enough to know that I would like you to know him. His name is Joe Baker. And he is with an organization, in fact, started an organization called Save the Stork. First of all, Joe, thank you for being our guest, for coming up here. You didn't really know you were going to be on the radio today, did you?
I didn't, but it is a tremendous honor to be with such a champion for the life cause.
Well, you were aware of me and my work a long time ago, you said.
Since I was little, my mom had played your radio station, and we've been a follower and a fan for literally my whole life.
You are a bright man. I'm glad to know it. Joel, talk about Save the Stork. What in the world is it? In fact, what drew you to my attention was a big green van that's sitting in our parking lot today that has those words on it, Save the Stork. What is it, and what was it that you told me out there standing in the parking lot?
Well, let me first tell you a quick story of how we came up with the name. I was trying to come up with a way, how do we present pro-life where someone who didn't agree with my position wouldn't immediately reject it or want to fight with me? And so I thought through, like, what if we made it more like an animal activist organization? So we came up with Save the Storks, you know, the mythical baby that carries the bird.
Yes.
Well, I printed up these shirts that said 55 million storks shut down since 1973. And I threw one on, and I went to the Apple store. And almost immediately at the Apple store, I had just signed into the Genius Bar. And this woman comes up to me, grabs me by the shoulders, turns me around, and says, who in the world is killing the storks? And so, James, I'm only human. So I began telling this lady, I said, well, there are these guys up in North Dakota, and they're shooting them down as they come over the border. You know, I don't even know if they actually fly over North Dakota, but I started telling her this elaborate story, and her eyes got this big, and so did my wife's eyes over her shoulder. And my wife gives me this look like, Joe, this lady's going to kill you. As my story gets
elaborate. Were you smiling so she knew it was a...
No, she didn't. I was just having fun with it. But then I said, no, ma'am, I'm just messing with you. We're actually building mobile medical pregnancy centers that offer a woman a pregnancy test and a sonogram, sometimes right at the door of an abortion clinic. And often these women will choose life because we've provided that for her. And this woman gets stern, crosses her arms, and she says, I am totally pro-choice. And, you know, without even missing a cue, Dr. Dobson, I said, well, that's wonderful to hear, because 84% of post-abortive women later say they felt having an abortion was their only option. And so we're simply there to provide those women a choice for the alternative choice. We're not stopping anybody. We're not changing any laws. What we're there is we're just providing a choice for the 84%. And I said, what do you think about giving them the choice? Because they feel cornered by abortion.
Mm-hmm.
And she didn't know what to do. And what I realized is I was on to something with our brand. I was on to something with our marketing, because it allowed us to start the conversation in a place where I could really control it and really direct her down a path. I mean, she had just exposed this conviction for mythical birds, you know, this deep, you know, care for them, you know. And then suddenly when we're talking about life, she doesn't know what to do when she's cornered with, wow, am I really pro-life or am I really pro-choice? You know, because that sounded very pro-choice, what I just said, you know. And so that was the beginning of the brand.
And so you developed an organization. And what I saw out in the parking lot is a van. It cost $115,000. And your organization now has 10 of them?
Yes, yes.
Where do they go?
Each van is in collaboration with a pregnancy center. And the pregnancy center actually mobilizes and runs the van and gets to do all the magical work of helping a woman make a decision for life in their own city. The one that you boarded is actually going to the wonderful city of Sacramento, and they're going to be reaching out to women all over that market with that vehicle and expanding the reach of that wonderful pregnancy center.
So a local pregnancy center actually does the ultrasound and the other medical things that are offered.
Yep, yep. It's never me in the back giving a sonogram. Don't worry. It's always a trained sonographer and a site manager. And these are the same resources that are already offered at a pregnancy center. And then when women make a decision for life, they're able to receive counseling, classes, and discipleship, where for going to those classes, they receive the baby bucks, which then they turn into clothing and food and formula. And sometimes even like they have toys and cribs and all these wonderful things that babies need in their store. They have clothing up to until the baby's like four or five in these little stores that they trade in for these Photoshop dollar bills. And so it's a wonderful way to help these women out of poverty and really kind of disciple them so that they can go on with their life with their newborn.
Now, as a case in point, with your car, your van parked out in our parking lot, a woman came up to talk to you today.
That happened today.
She had just been to Planned Parenthood, which is a mile or two from here.
Yeah, she went to Planned Parenthood, and I have to admit she wasn't abortion-minded, but she was looking for some services.
She was pregnant.
Yeah, she was pregnant, and she actually wanted to confirm it with a test from Planned Parenthood. But when Planned Parenthood realized that she wasn't abortion-minded, they told her it was $25 to get the test, even though she had heard it was free.
And it would have been free if she got the abortion.
Exactly, exactly. And so then she saw our bus, came over, and I got to spend about 15 minutes just talking with her by our van. And I got her the phone number for the local pregnancy center here in the area. And she went over there, and she's getting a pregnancy test and a sonogram over there right now.
With a pro-life team.
Yes, exactly, exactly.
Does that give you satisfaction?
Well, you know, it says to me that our marketing works. And a lot of the centers we work with are really struggling because they haven't figured out how to market to this generation and market to the kids and the young women of today.
How are they different than 20 years ago?
You know, my mom used to be a pregnancy center director when I was growing up. And what was state of the art in her time was she would advertise in the yellow pages with these really good neutral ads that made it almost sound like, you know, it wasn't necessarily a pro-life clinic. And these women would, she had to set up a little call center just to maintain all the calls she was getting. Yeah. And that was like amazingly successful. Well, the thing is, there's pregnancy centers still doing that. That doesn't work anymore, Dr. Dobson. That's a horrible strategy nowadays. Unless you have a parakeet, you don't need a yellow pages. You know, everybody's got on the cell phone, they got every phone number you could ever want. And so these centers, a lot of them haven't caught up with how to really reach the next generation. And our organization is kind of a think tank for that. And we've got a lot of innovative solutions coming in addition to our mobile units.
Yeah, have anybody accused you of being dishonest?
No. Not yet. Not as of yet.
Because you're not.
No.
You're not holding yourself out to be something you're not.
Nope. Yep. We're offering free pregnancy tests, free sonograms. That's what we're doing. And when women board our bus, they hear their three options, which is what they have. They have parenting, adoption, and abortion. And we present to them how each of those options is going to impact her. And we really believe that having an abortion will negatively impact her life. And by presenting it in that way, we're really able to show her what's best for her as a woman. And these women, three out of five of them, even though they've committed to an abortion previously, will keep their baby.
Do you ever go to a college campus?
We're working on that. We're developing a strategy just for college campus ministry. And we want to really love kids and show these kids that we care about their sexual health.
You're not there to argue with them.
Nope, we don't.
Or to intimidate them.
We work really hard to show people that we really are trying to be pro-choice in a sense. We really want to help them to have the alternatives and have the options. Planned Parenthood does not offer counseling classes and discipleship and food and clothing and formula and all those wonderful things that a pregnancy center offers. And so we're really just providing things to these.
And they only want their patients to exercise one choice, not three.
You know, we have seen again and again that if you go to Planned Parenthood, you are sold an abortion. There was a woman that I met this summer who came aboard our bus just as we were showing it off at a festival, and she said she went to Planned Parenthood because she just needed proof of pregnancy for her insurance. And when she was in there, they separated her from her husband because she's a pro-life woman, a Christian woman, but she said, this is the only place to do this in town, so I'll just see what happens, see how bad it is. And they wouldn't let her husband in. And that was a first cue for it. And then they wouldn't actually let her see the results of the test until the doctor came in. And when the doctor came in, this is how she presented it. She said, it's not good. You're pregnant. What are we going to do? And this woman is like, wait a minute here. I'm going to have a baby. I just need proof of pregnancy, you know, and all that. And she said that. And then the woman said, the doctor said this. She said, well, do you know how much babies cost? And she says, whoa, I'm kind of offended that you're even really trying to sell me an abortion right now. I already told you we're going to have this baby. And at that, the doctor was kind of offended that she was offended, okay? And she says, well, then we're done here, and closed it up and left. And that cost $50. And this woman, this was her first baby. And my wife and I just had a baby. And let me tell you, there's all sorts of things to be scared of that you want to talk to a doctor about. And they didn't talk about how she should be exercising, how she should be, what she should be eating, how she should be getting ready for this little baby to come in the world. As soon as the doctor was offended that she was so pro-life, the conversation was over. He wasn't going to provide her any of those things that she really needed as a woman, as a new mother.
And you can multiply that by tens of thousands of situations where women are sold abortions when they're not even sure, some of them, that they want to go that route.
Yeah, an abortion is a financially viable way for an organization to exist. Giving people a $25 or $50 visit really isn't. And so, like, since they don't provide any resources, it's not able to be the cash cow it is if they don't provide abortion all the time. So Abby Johnson has proved that they get kickbacks for having higher numbers of abortions. And so there's... there's pressure to sell abortion at those clinics.
My impression, Joe, is that you're very concerned about the emotional well-being of a woman. You're not trying to intimidate her, as we said before, or to make her do anything that she doesn't want to do. But those young women often come in terrified. They're 14, they're 16, their parents are angry, they've made a mistake. They've done something wrong, and they come in there because they don't think they have any other choice. And you're trying to reach out to that girl or that woman with a loving, caring approach that gives her an option.
You know, that's exactly right. There's been so many women who have said, you know, everybody in my life just pointed me toward an abortion. And that's not what I wanted. I didn't want that. But suddenly, we're the first people in her life to say, you know what? We will be there for you. We will support you. We have a board member named Julie Bile who got an award a couple years ago as the best sidewalk counselor that there is out there. And she has been to literally dozens or even hundreds of births and weddings. And these girls, when you ever hang out with her, her phone is always buzzing with text messages about, like, where can I find a godly husband? What should I be reading right now in my devotions? And just this constant, like, discipleship that's happening. Because when these women make a decision for life, it's like a lifelong relationship that really begins with that center. And that's so unique. I really highly doubt that Planned Parenthood doctors who service abortion really get a Christmas card and have this long-term relationship with their clients. Whereas that's what we do. These clients would stand up for us any day. And a lot of them later on come and volunteer on our mobile units after they've made a decision for life.
Now, Joe, you started this organization, and the services that you provide are free. And ultrasound machines are expensive. Who's paying the bill for all this?
Well, that's a good question. There's really three parties that come into each mobile unit. We as an organization, we're a fundraising organization, and we try to raise at least a third of each of the vehicles that we launch. And then we have a partner that also tries to match our grant and raise a third. And then we ask the pregnancy center to pay for some of it as well. And so that works out different ways. Sometimes centers will come up and say, you know, we don't have any time. We just want to buy it right now. And we don't even have any time to raise money. Other times, it's a six-month process of us raising money in that area. And then recently, we've had things happen where people call us up and they say, I got $25,000 for a center in Southern California. And I say, okay, I'll find you one. You know, mm-hmm. And then I go and find the center and we already have, you know, a portion of the money raised. And so we're always working to help get those funds. And anyone who gives to us online at SaveTheStorks.com is part of the generosity of making this wonderful organization work.
Did I understand you to say that a crisis pregnancy center can purchase a van like this?
Yes. Some of them just outright just purchase the van. And others of them will work on a marketing plan with us, and then they'll raise a portion, and we'll raise a portion together. But yeah, they can just purchase one. And these are the most state-of-the-art mobile medical units out there. And previous to us coming into the market, centers would buy an RV, a used RV, and then they'd take out the bed and put in a sonogram table. But it would still look kind of like the interior of a van to go with my father-in-law on a fishing trip. It wouldn't really have the elegance designed around a sonogram to provide the amazing atmosphere that our bus does. And then on top of that, our vehicles are made to fit in one parking spot, so they can't be zoned out. They have no generator, so they're not noise. They don't get any noise complaints in the area. And they're elegantly designed so that we're able to, you know, market right there on the street. It's not a big RV that's kind of an eyesore out there on the street.
Joe, when you showed me the van, you invited me to look inside. I found it very interesting, but we don't have video here. Explain what the inside of the van looks like.
Yeah, we actually have a contract with Mercedes-Benz, and so we made it as elegant and as beautiful as possible. It looks actually a little bit more like a limousine meets a medical center. And so it's tremendously elegant. It's all wood floors, and it's got wood trim, and then it's all leather seating. And it's really an experience to come aboard. It's also super high tech. There's three different television screens in there that you can show a sonogram on or a video. It's got Apple TV and Bluetooth and Wi-Fi, and you can control all the electronics from an iPad. And it's a lot of our units have our built-in massagers in all the seats. Mm. And we find that pregnant women, when they sit in one of these massagers, they don't want to leave. And so,
does a nurse usually administer the sonogram?
Always. There's always a trained sonographer on our unit. And then there's a doctor that normally reviews the sonogram within 24 hours. The sonogram's emailed immediately to a doctor. And just God forbid there was something wrong with the baby that the nurse didn't see.
Yeah.
We have a doctor oversee that.
One of the questions that I asked you when we were talking on the street is, how's business? Do you have a lot of women that come in to see you? Do you drive around hoping against hope that you can save a baby?
Well, just the fact that we found a woman in your parking lot, it says we're doing pretty good. But yeah, it's amazing. There's five different mobile strategies, and centers will navigate between those strategies and meet a lot more women with their mobile. The average mobile will save about 250 women from abortion in the first year and about 350 in the second year is what we can average after looking across the country of what different
that
mobiles are able to do.
That must give you a great deal of satisfaction.
You know, the equity that I wanted out of this from the beginning, Dr. Dobson, are the stories. And they're just starting to come in, and that's the most wonderful part.
Well, we haven't mentioned it yet, but you're a Christian.
Oh, yeah.
And you do this for Christian reasons.
You know, I really believe that Jesus died for the sins of the world, and that Jesus loves people, and that he will forgive absolutely anybody. And really, it's been so cool to see the way God is kind of engineered and put together this all to reach out to these women who already feel a lot of shame and fear about letting people know they're pregnant to begin with. A lot of women, even in church, feel like they can't go because they'll be judged. and we're able to just love them and then help them make this wonderful decision to have a baby, which is often the turning point of their life. They're usually, if they think that having the abortion is going to provide life for them, but really it's usually that's what keeps them in a life of brokenness and shame and poverty and death. Whereas that baby ends up taking away some of their selfishness. And as they turn to God for help, it's the turning point where they actually find life and go a different direction as they now have to nurture and care for this little baby.
Now you have a brand new interest in babies. Tell us why.
You know, I used to think people were crazy that would be goo-goo in front in public with a baby. And my wife had a baby 4.5 months ago, and it has changed my whole worldview. I recently got this app on my phone, Dr. Dobson, that tells me exactly how many weeks I have till he graduates high school. And it's completely changed the way I think about time.
Well, you showed me his picture. He's cute as he can be.
Yeah. Yeah, he really is.
And your wife's name is Ann.
Yep.
And she appreciates what you're doing.
Yep. It's Joe and Ann who started Storks. And now our little boy's name is Samuel Adventure.
That really is his middle name?
Yep, it's really his middle name. And another thing I got to tell you, too, God gave us the name after there's a very famous Sir Samuel Baker. Have you ever heard of Samuel Baker?
I think so.
He's from the 1800s, and he helped abolish slavery in England. But he was also a big explorer and big game hunter of Africa. And when he was traveling across Africa, the Africans there helped him. And so when he came back to... He had brain fever, and it was all crazy in Africa, and they helped him, like, survive. And so he came back to England, and he couldn't believe that they were enslaving those people, you know? Hmm. And one of the ways that he took on slavery is he was walking across a courtyard, and there was a woman being sold, and he got so mad about it. He said, "You can't sell her." And they said, "Why not?" And he said, "Because I just asked her to marry me." And he married this woman, and basically that was his life story. And so, like... He lived with her. She had all of his kids, and he was like such a proponent of that injustice. And I look at it like abortion isn't something I'm just drawn to. It really just feels like it's the injustice of my time, and I just want to be a part of making a difference. Hmm. That's all.
Joe, I am delighted to meet you and to see what you're doing. Give as much information as you can very quickly about how people can get in touch with you.
Yeah, so... Please come to our website, SaveTheStorks.com, like us on Facebook, and if it's in your heart to partner with us for a commitment of $30 a month for 1 year, we can save one baby with that amount of money. And it's a simple equation: by dividing the cost of the bus by the amount of children that will be saved, we can figure out what it costs to save one, and it's a commitment of $30 per month for 1 year. And we would love for you to come on our site and join us in the sacrifice and the joy of this really monumentous ministry.
You have 10 vans now. How many do you want?
Well, I don't want more than we can handle right now, but we're launching one every month right now.
And are you really?
We're working.
$115,000 a month.
I know. We're $1 million nonprofit.
Would you have ever believed it?
No. It's beyond my belief. And right now we're working on 2 45-foot ones, too. So we're working on bigger ones, too. And so the whole thing is a work of the Lord. And it was really hard to get it to where it is now, but now it seems like we got deep roots and we're just taking off.
What were you thinking when you walked up to me and introduced yourself a few minutes ago?
I was thinking I just wanted to shake Dr. Dobson's hand and thank you for all of the impact you've had and all the amazing things that you've done. Like, I just wanted to thank you and meet you in person is what I was thinking. I had no idea that you were going to say, "Hey, come on, let's do the radio show right now."
Well, you didn't ask me. I volunteered.
You know, if I knew that was going to happen, I might have wore a tie today.
And maybe prepared.
Yeah.
But you know what? You are prepared. You're prepared by life. And it's a pleasure getting acquainted with you. Stay in touch with us. You know Ryan, don't you?
Oh, yeah. Me
so
and Ryan.
Why isn't he here doing this?
You know, probably because it happened so spontaneously today. But
yeah,
we've been talking about it.
Blessings to you, my friend. Give Anne my regard and a hug to Samuel Adventure.
I will. I'll bring him by next time.
Thanks for being my guest.
Oh my goodness, what a great program we've been enjoying here today on Dr. James Dobson's Family Talk. I'm Ryan Dobson, and I just can't say enough good stuff about Joe Baker and Save the Storks. He is a good friend of mine, he and his wife Anne, their little baby Sam. Samuel Adventure Baker is what they've named him. His middle name is literally Adventure. How can you not love that? Their ministry is so strong. It's doing such great work. If you'd like more information about Save the Storks, visit our website, drjamesdobson.org, or call us at 877-732-6825. This is the Sanctity of Human Life month here on Family Talk in January. Tomorrow is the March for Life in Washington, D.C. Pray for those people. Pray for our leaders that they do the right thing and stop killing unborn babies. God bless. Thanks for listening. And we'll see you next time for another edition of Dr. James Dobson's Family Talk.
Family Talk is not associated with Focus on the Family.